June 15th, chemo.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. Chemo was a member of an indigenous tribe in a jungle in Ecuador. The tribe name was Waudani, but other tribes called them the Alca, which means naked savages, because of their Stone Age mentality and violent ways. When Chemo was young, he was taught what all the Waudani were taught, that he must spear and live, or be speared and die. When today's story takes place, it's been 8 years since Chemo and some other natives surrounded a small group of missionaries and speared them to death. One of the missionaries was Nate Saint, a jungle pilot. On this date, in 1965, Chemo baptized Nate's children, Steve and Kathy Saint.
God can turn a place of senseless death into a place of life. Dark green leaves spilled from the jungle on either side of the muddy trail that Chemo and about 20 others walked. Marge Saint and her two older children, Steve and Kathy, had chosen the destination. They were hiking into the sandbar where, 8 years before, Nate Saint, her husband, and their father had been killed and buried by Chemo and others. They crossed a ridge, forded streams, descended toward a river, and now, in dugout canoes, poled downstream. When Chemo stepped out of the canoe onto the sandbar, memories rushed at him. Here the foreigners had shouted in his language, "We are your friend," but he, along with Daiwi and Minkaye and three others, had spear-killed the men who had given them gifts. The men had guns, but they didn't shoot them. The men who had cried, "Why are you doing this?" Chemo's heart hurt. His tribe, the Waudani, had once been the most violent society on earth. Now, because of Wanganji, their native word for the Creator's Son, Jesus Christ, they had changed. Chemo looked at Steve and Kathy's Aunt Rachel. When she had come to live with the people who had killed her brother, it had surprised Chemo. She had told them Wanganji's son came down to the dirt to save his people from the darkness in their hearts. Chemo believed her, and he stood taller. Tomorrow, he and the others would give this place new memories. Chemo scanned the beach, jaguar tracks printed in the sand, and it was growing dark. Some of the Waudani gathered cane poles with palm fronds to make shelters, and others fished for supper. Evening mist settled, the fires burned, and the monkey meat and fish stewed in pots. The next morning, the group gathered for a holy ceremony. The light-skinned children who visited during school vacations would be baptized with two Waudani teens. Kathy and Steve had honored Chemo and Daiwi by asking the men to baptize them because Wanganji's son had changed the warriors into God followers. Chemo spoke to Wanganji seasons and seasons ago. He prayed, "We came here to do a bad thing that made your heart cry. But now look, we have come back to this same sand place to make your heart happy." After the prayer, Chemo and Daiwi lowered the children into the river. When they raised the children, the water ran off. Their faces were bright. Chemo told them to follow God's trail, living happily and at peace. Afterwards, the warriors led the family into the edge of the jungle. They pointed to a tree stump. This is where the five foreign God followers built their sleeping house when they came to bring us God carvings and teach us to live well, they said. It is also where the God followers were buried. Look, Marge pointed to the ground where four plants with bright red flowers grew. Wouldn't it have been special if there had been five? "But Mother," said Steve, "wasn't Ed's body found and buried farther downriver?" About 10 feet downriver from the treehouse stump, they saw another plant with the same bright red blossom. In John 10:10, Jesus told us, "The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." Do you have a place of death, literal or metaphorically, that needs to become a place of life? Ask God to take your death place from the clutches of destruction and remake it into something good. God can turn a place of senseless death into a place of life.
Hey, welcome 365 Christian Men. My name is Mike Mott. Today is June 15th and I'm joining you from Israel here in Jerusalem. You know, Chemo's story offers for us several different principles that are so important for our lives. One, God's reach is unlimited. He's not stopped by the jungles of Ecuador or by an ignorant savage living a violent culture. He's able to penetrate into every situation, into the hearts of men and women. The second thing I think we see there is that God's transformation is complete. The work is complete. He transforms our thinking, our culture, our way of life, our relationships. In every area, we are a new creature moving forward in Jesus Christ. But I think the other thing that we see in Chemo's story that's so important for us to understand is that God's transformation also works backwards. This is what I mean. There are those areas in our lives before Jesus that we don't even want to acknowledge that they exist. Those areas that are filled with pain, with the smoke and ashes of bad decisions, of defeat, where the enemy wreaked havoc in our lives. And Jesus wants to restore and redeem those areas for his kingdom's sake. So this is my challenge for us today, guys. This is a tough one. What is that memory, that area of your life that you don't even feel comfortable looking backwards at that any longer? God wants to restore and redeem that for his kingdom's sake, for his name's sake. Would you be willing today to ask God's Spirit to revisit that place? It might be a physical revisiting, or it might just be a wandering down the path of your memories and allowing God's Spirit to reign and rule over that area in your life. Would you accept that challenge today, guys? This is a tough one, but it's something that God wants to do in our lives, that his restoration would be total and complete in our lives. God bless you. Have a great day.